CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references can be found in the script either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News for Sunday, the 2nd of May 2021. Here are the main news headlines: RSGB AGM appointments, Club Beacon and Repeater Insurance renewed, Help Survey Amateur Radio. At the RSGB AGM on the 24th of April, it was announced that Stuart Bryant, G3YSX, has been elected as president of the Society and will serve until the 2023 AGM. We congratulate him and welcome him as RSGB president. Dave Wilson, M0OBW, was elected as director of the Society and will serve until the 2024 AGM. Congratulations to him and many thanks to those directors who have served during the year. Paul Devlin, G1SMP, and David Hills, G6PYF, were endorsed and nominated as nominated directors of the Society and will serve until the 2024 AGM. Congratulations to them too. RSGB Club Insurance and Beacon and Repeater Insurance has now been renewed for the year to April 2022. Club insurance certificates can be downloaded from the RSGB website. Please use your membership services login to obtain a copy of your certificate. To ensure that your beacon or repeater is covered under the insurance, a £10 admin fee is required, and you may renew this online at the RSGB shop. Please allow a couple of days after renewal for your certificate to be dispatched. The IARU Region 1 is running a strategic workshop on the future of amateur radio. Each of the national societies in the region has been asked to contribute information about amateur radio in their country. In preparation, the RSGB is conducting a short survey of the strengths, weaknesses and opportunities and threats that apply to amateur radio in the UK. The Society would like to hear the views of UK radio amateurs, so please take a few minutes to fill in the survey on the RSGB website. The deadline for responses is the 23rd of May. There are three new ways to listen to GB2RS News. John G4TRN and Sean G7NJX have been providing a regular UHF service via GB3ZB in Bristol for some time. Now this repeater is interlinked to GB3FI in Cheddar to give extended coverage on both sides of the Mendips. The broadcast is at 9:30 a.m. Another new transmission comes from Richard, G0NAD, near Clacton-on-Sea in Essex, serving the Tendring area on 433.525 MHz FM at 11 a.m. GB2RS can now be heard via the QO100 amateur radio satellite. The transmission is provided by Keith, GU6EFB, at 0800 UTC using upper sideband on 10489.900 MHz, which is in the mixed mode section of the narrowband transponder. QO100 is a geostationary satellite with a footprint that covers Europe, Africa and India, so this news bulletin is a specially adapted international version. The RSGB would like to thank AMSAT DL for their kind cooperation in making this broadcast possible. If you don't have any 10 gigs equipment but would still like to monitor the broadcast, there's a dedicated web SDR at batc.org.uk that requires no radio equipment. Just click on the online tab. SOS Radio Week is an annual event that sees many amateur radio stations get on the air throughout the month of May. The aim is to raise awareness of the voluntary work of the Royal National Lifeboat Institution and National Coast Watch Institution. The event coincides with the RNLI's own May Day fundraising month. For further details, visit sosradioweek.org.uk. Earlier this month, Mike G4GUG was interviewed on the University of the Third Age, or U3A, podcast. Mike is the amateur radio subject advisor at U3A. He shared his personal experience of enjoying amateur radio throughout his life and also highlighted the influx of new licensees over the last year. You can hear the podcast on the U3A YouTube channel. Search for episode 7. Mike's interview starts at about 9.5 minutes into the podcast. 16 awards were given at this year's AGM. This included the prestigious RSGB Award of Life Vice President, which was bestowed on Dave Wilson, M0OBW. This rarely given award was for his tireless devotion over many years to all aspects of amateur radio and the society. Congratulations to everyone who received an award. You can see the trophies, the winners, and read the full citations on the RSGB website. Now for DX News. This year's International DX Convention will be a virtual two-day meeting to be held on the 15th and 16th of May, with 8 DX-related and 8 exhibitors Zoom webinars respectively. Free registration is required and is now open. See dxconvention.com for more information, including the programme details. Matthew, M0ZMS, will be seconded to the RAF station at Mount Pleasant, Falkland Islands, IOTA SA002, from late April to late August. He'll be active as VP8ZMS, hopefully using the Royal Air Force ARS Club Station, SHAC. He operates digital mode CW and some SSB, QSL via home call and logbook of the world, log search on club log. Lee, HL1IWD, will be active holiday style as HL1IWD-4 from the Kogunsan Islands, that's AS148, until the 3rd of May. He'll operate CW and some FT8 on 40 to 20 metres. On his way back, he'll make a short stopover on An Myon Island, that's AS080, and will try to operate /3 QSLs via EA5GL. Now for some special event news, GB0ME will be on the air until the 16th of May to highlight awareness of the medical condition ME. The official awareness day is the 12th of May. The schedule of calling is to be confirmed, but until the 16th, George MM0JNL will be operating as GB0ME when working from home to get the call sign out there. On the 8th and 9th of May, GB2SXC and GB0SCW will be on the air for the Stone Cross Windmill near Eastbourne. The stations are part of the Mills on the Air event. Further details, email canavp@gmail.com. Guernsey Amateur Radio Society will be using GB5LIB for the 76th anniversary of the liberation of the islands. The call will be activated by club members from 0001 UTC on the 8th to 2359 UTC on the 14th of May. All bands and modes from 160 metres to 10 will be used, and perhaps 4 and 6 metres if conditions allow. See qrz.com for more. Paul, G10VK, will be operating GB0SOS throughout May for SOS Radio Week. He'll be using HF 2m and 70. He'll operate SSB and digital, QSL via the Bureau. GB2HLS will be operated by Wirral ARS from Hoylake Lifeboat Station throughout May, and this is part of the SOS Radio Week activities. On the 8th and 9th of May, Chesham and District ARS will operate GB0BWN at Brill Windmill as part of Mills on the Air weekend. They'll be using 80, 40 and 2-metre bands. Now for contest news. Different parts of the UK have different lockdown restrictions. Please follow the relevant national and local restrictions. This weekend, the 432 megs to 245 gigs trophy ends its 24-hour run at 1400 UTC today, the 2nd of May, using all modes on those bands, the exchanger signal report, serial number and locator. Today, the 2nd, the 10 gigs trophy runs from 0800 to 1400 UTC, all modes, the exchanger signal report, serial number and locator. The ARI International DX contest ends its 24-hour run at 1200 UTC today, the 2nd, using CW phone and RTTY on 3.5 to 28 megs contest bands, the exchanger signal report and serial number, Italian stations will send their province code. Today the 2nd, the UK Microwave Group Low Band Contest runs 1000 to 1600 UTC, all modes, the exchanger signal report, serial number and locator. On Tuesday, the 144 megs FM activity contest runs 1800 to 1855 UTC, followed by the All Mode UK activity contest from 1900 to 2130 UTC. The exchange is the same for both signal report, serial number and locator. Wednesday, the 144 megs FT8 activity contest runs 1900 to 2100 UTC, exchange signal report and four character locator. The fourth FT4 series contest also takes place on Wednesday. 1900 to 2030 UTC, 3.5 to 14 megs contest bands. The exchanger signal report and your four-character locator. Next Sunday, the 9th, the 70 megs CW contest runs 0900 to 1200 UTC. The exchanger signal report, serial number, locator and postcode. The Work Tall Britain 40-meter phone and CW contest runs for 1000 to 1400 UTC next Sunday, the 9th, using SSB and CW, the exchanger signal report, serial number and the WAB area. Also on the 9th, the IRTS 40-meter daytime counties contest runs from 1200 to 1300 UTC, SSB, CW, the exchange is signal report and serial number. EI and GI stations send their county. The UK 6-metre group summer marathon runs until the 1st of August. Exchange your four-character locator. Now for the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. Last week, they say, it was characterised by relatively low sunspot numbers but reasonably settled geomagnetic conditions. The solar flux index never rose above 80 all week despite a large cluster of sunspots. This cluster, composed of regions 2818, 2820 and 2821, were responsible for some C-class solar flares activity but never really grew into anything. By the time you read or hear this, they'll have rotated out of view. The KP index started the week at 5 thanks to the effects of the high-speed solar wind stream from a coronal mass ejection. This was relatively short-lived, and the rest of the week saw more settled conditions with a maximum KP index of 3 and often 0. HF conditions have been variable. There have been a DX workable as Norfolk ARC showed during last Saturday's International Marconi Day. GB0CMS made more than 900 contacts on HF, including contacting the Dominican Republic, the Philippines, Ecuador, Panama, Falkland Islands, Australia and Indonesia. SSB activity on 10 has been reported as being relatively quiet, with the odd sporadic e-contact into Europe. FT8 has thrown up a few contacts into South America during late afternoon and early evening. Next week, NOAA predicts the SFI may dip again, perhaps down to 72 to 73. This weekend may see unsettled geomagnetic conditions with the potential for the KP index to rise to 4 or 5 because of coronal hole activity, but once this clears, we may expect a more settled KP of 2 as the week progresses. PropQuest shows that according to the Chilton Digison data, daytime MUFs over 3,000 km paths are generally reaching the 18 MHz bands and occasionally 21. Now for VHF and up, next week will probably be very difficult to time the weather changes correctly. It'll be a mix of classic April showers in May and some longer periods of rain, but also weak ridges of high pressure, or more accurately, cols, C-O-L-S, between highs and lows. These are very useful for tropo, but may facilitate temporary lifts in early mornings. The trend towards a showery weather pattern is likely to be good news for the rain scatter operators on the gigahertz bands. With the arrival of May, expectations for sporadic E grow stronger. The daily blogs will begin this month on the propquest.co.uk website, where a commentary about the location of jet streams and potential for sporadic E will be discussed, along with a chance to evaluate the new sporadic E probability index, or EPI, shown on the same website. Beams certainly help with weak sporadic E or multi-hop paths, but a strong opening will be found even with a collinear, so it's not just for superstations. If you've never worked at sporadic E before, doing just one thing, checking 10 metres and 6 metres at tea time, will guarantee you the best chance of breaking your duck, it says here. Last week we have had a supermoon. No reason to get excited. This is simply a full moon occurring with 10% of perigee. Perigee was last Tuesday, so EME path losses will slowly rise all week. Moon declination is negative until Saturday, so we'll see lengthening moon visibility windows and peak moon elevations as the week goes on. Two meteor showers to look out for this week, the Eta Aquarids, has a broad peak around the 6th of May with good zenithal hourly rate, or ZHR, of 50, then the much smaller Eta Lyrids on the 8th. And that's it from the propagation team this week. That's all from me also. Until next week.